PoePoliticking.com, your home for self-help meets hip-hop. Make sure you go on Spotify, on Apple Music, YouTube. Type in PoePoliticking. Listen to my interview since 2008. 1212 in place to be with Scorpio God. How you doing?
What's up? How you feeling, man?
I'm good, man. So I see you a MC / adult entertainer.
Yeah.
So just talk about your background, how you get involved in, which one was you doing first?
Music, definitely music.
So how long you been involved with the music?
I've been doing music since I was about like 11. I started like around 11. Yeah.
So what got you involved? What got you involved?
Honestly, you know, growing up, I used to hear a lot of music. You know, my cousins, my older cousins would play a lot of music at cookouts and stuff like that. And being a youngin', like 5-6 years old, you may hear a certain particular beat. It was one particular beat I heard back in the days was Come Clean by J.Ru the Damager. And that record stung out like a sore thumb because my cousin, that was my cousin's favorite record. So he would always play it at our family barbecues. And I kept hearing those records. And then as I got older, I discovered Nas. You know how that go. I discovered Nas. And once I heard Nas, I kind of, you know, decided right there. I was like, damn. This might be what I want to do.
So how many years you been going at it so far?
Roughly right about now, I would say I'm 33 years old. So I would say officially I've been recording since I was 13. So yeah, roughly about 18, 19 years.
Yeah. So how would you describe your style?
Definitely hood. I'm conscious though, because I've done a lot of studying. You know, and I'm more conscious than I was ever in my life before. So I kind of blend the two. I'll give what I do in my music is what I may do is I may give people like the negative aspect of the song first. And then probably like around the second or third verse or whatever, how I used to do it, is switch it over and then tell you how to avoid the shit in the next verse. So I give you the bad of what could happen. And then in the next verse, or when I'm finishing the record up, that's when I'll give you the solution to what you did wrong to why you ended up in that.
Mm-hmm.
How you balance the record out. It's not just kill, kill, negative, 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 negative. You know? Because that's really what we're predominantly just hearing. Kill music, dark music. It's like there's no balance. You're not telling people how to make it out. You're just boasting to people about what you got. There's a difference.
Yeah, and I think, like you said, there's no balance. And like I said, I think this week, two rappers died this week. King Von and Mo 3 died this week.
Yeah, so Mo 3 and King Von, man. I was just watching Mo 3 on Vlad TV right before you hit me, man. I was just sitting there watching the interview. I think I was on part 9 at that point. But yeah, I watched the whole thing, man. I feel really bad, man. It's like... The culture and music is like, okay, yeah, we all hood, we all tough, but why we gotta be tough with each other? Like, come on, like, where's the seniority? Other races of people, they got seniority with each other. Why we don't got it? You know, like, I'm gonna regulate this right now. I think a lot of black men are motivated by jealousy and envy, and what it is that. We try to one-up another man by sleeping with his wife or, you know what I'm saying, like or fucking a girl. Like, that's how black men move. We try to one-up another dude by doing things that are hurting motherfuckers spiritually. You know what I'm saying? And that's what causes a cycle of death. Not blaming the women or nothing like that. Not blaming the women. No. I'm just saying that a lot of men's motives be saying, oh, if I can't beat him, I'm a fuck his girl. See what I'm saying? Like, this is a spiritual warfare. It's deeper than just, oh, he disrespected or he played me. Somebody has a malicious intent to destroy and continue the cycle.
Well, I would say, why is that spiritual? Fucking his girl.
Because that's a spiritual thing. I was in a relationship for almost 10 years. And when you are invested in one woman or when you invested in somebody and you put your all into them and then another man comes out of the blue and just take that away, just off of his sheer energy and who he is, or she may not have never even experienced that type of dude before, it wows you. It dazzles the average female. It'll dazzle them like, oh, I never met a guy like this before. Yeah, that's true. But he might change later. He might change later. He might not. You're reading the representative. Give it 3 months. Not 3 months. Give it 3 years. Mm-hmm. Let's push past the honeymoon stage and see where y'all stand then. That's when we're going to know if this relationship can outlive the test of time. See what I'm saying? Because I give most women, I give them 3-4 years. If a woman ain't been in a relationship for more than 3 to 4 years, I'm probably not going to be interested or seriously date her, because there's a good chance that by you being in your 30s or your early 30s or mid 30s, and you mean to tell me you haven't had one relationship that has went over 4 years, that means that woman has a tendency of walking away easily. She might not walk away too easy, but she'll walk away from time. You understand? What's the purpose of for better or for worse? Why are these words used when you're getting married? Why is the word better for worse? Because in order to really be married to someone and love someone, you have to ride till the wheels fall off. That's love. I hear women talk about love, or I want a man to unconditionally love me, or I want to love a man unconditionally. You can't. A woman can never love a man unconditionally, because that's unconditional love comes from a child.
Mm-hmm.
Unconditional love comes from a child, not a grown adult. That woman can stray on you. That child will never turn their back on you. See the difference? That child will never walk away from you, but that woman will walk away from you. See what I'm saying? I ain't going into all of the, you know, making this a female rant and nothing like that. But I know the elements to why us Black people aren't thriving. So when it came down to doing music, I already seen my future wasn't going to look too bright because of where I lived and how I was, you know, the environment I came up in. So I just said to myself, you know what? I'm just going to do rap. That's sad. That's sad when you're in the sixth grade that you already know that you're not going to have a bright future educationally. That's sad.
Yeah, you can peep that out. Yeah.
That's sad. When you're in the sixth grade and you know you're not going to finish school because of the environment, your living conditions, you have no educational background, how are you going to pass your exams? You have to pay money for a tutor. How are you going to pay money for a tutor when you barely surviving properly? You have to eat meals on wheels. People don't know you eating ramen noodles in the morning before you go to school. People don't know these things. Granted, there are beautiful, successful Black people out here in this world that have achieved for themselves. Granted, I'm happy for them because they work hard for that. It's very, very hard to obtain success in this society. It's rigged against us. Nothing is rigged for us. So we got to create ways out. Even if your morality doesn't co-sign with everything you're doing, you have to create a way to make that a backdoor entrance for your other family members to get some type of fortune. Because that's my goal. My goal is to build a fortune for my children that has never been designed for me. See what I'm saying?
Is that what you're doing with the adult acting?
Yeah.
What you just said?
Yeah, I'm using the adult industry as a launch pad to boost my star power, to draw people in the music industry towards me. So when they hear the music, they're like, yo, who is this dude? Who's this kid? Okay, yeah, we heard of B Pumpa, but this kid ain't nothing like B Pumpa. We know B Pumpa. We know B Pumpa for the goofy antics, the wild dances, the little porn, you know, and the music. Okay, cool. But this kid ain't nothing like this kid is actually a real MC. Big difference. Big difference.
But do you feel like you're already cutting yourself off like commercially a little bit?
No. The reason why I feel that way is because we are in whole culture now. And Yeah, we're in whole culture. So the women are in the driver's seat. The women are dictating and the women are sexualizing themselves so much to the point now where it's going to be normalized that a male talent could come out and survive in the music industry. It's getting so sexual. We was told this years ago on Vlad TV, Lord Jamar spoke about it. He said it's going to get to the point where they're going to be sucking dick on camera. These rap girls, they're going to be sucking dick on camera.
And they was already doing Sookie Girl.
Yeah, but it's going to go to a whole nother level.
Like just straight on camera, like video, rap videos.
It's already being broken down.
Yeah.
Look at beautiful Meg Thee Stallion. Look at them, Cardi B. They're all emphasizing, I suck dick. I do this. I do that. They emphasize, they're desensitizing women to shame. You get it, right? So now the women could do what they want to do without shame. And I don't want to shame no woman for wanting to live her life and be free. You know what I'm saying? Do it respectfully of how you do it. Cool. You grown. I ain't going against that shit. But this is the agenda. So that's why I feel like, you know what? With the type of music that I make, I could survive. I just need the right executives in my corner to say, okay, these are the type of records you want to focus on pushing. Push these records because these are the records that's going to get the ladies on your side. That's my goal right now. I'm making party records, joints that women want to hear. That way.
You doing like LL? What you doing, like LL or Nelly? I'm saying, what kind of record you doing, like LL Cool J and Nelly, like music like that?
The type of music I'm kind of doing is like, I call it grimy trap music because I know how to spit bars on a trap beat. See what I'm saying? So if I spit bars on a trap beat, the first thing people are going to say, yo, this kid can rap. But what they really care about is that hook, that chorus. What's going to make us dance? We want to dance. We don't just want to hear you rap a million bars. We want to dance. We want to move to your record. So the key is to, if you're an MC like me, the key is to deliver bars, but also deliver a very catchy hook. Because if you deliver a catchy hook, it will be acceptable. They'll listen to your rhyme. They'll let you rhyme. They know this fire ass hook is about to come back on.
I said that's kind of like what Biggie was doing.
Nicki?
Biggie, Tory's Big.
Yeah.
He was rapping, but then he had them hooks and Mace.
That's my point. You see what I'm saying? It's I was talking with a record executive. Shout out to Hassan Sharif. He Black Magic Studios, Rock Nation. That's my peoples right there. LES, salutes to LES and them. We already know how it's going, man. He kind of put me on when I went to the studio for the first time with him. And, you know, at first, you know how record executives are. Just get in the booth. Just get in the booth and do the song. Get in the booth and do the song. And then when you finish with the song, then we'll figure it out. So you know how record executives, they used to hearing guys say, oh yeah, I'm a nice artist. I got dope records. They used to hearing that. So when I say it, he's more like, okay. Just get in the booth and let me hear what you got. When I was finished with what I did, that man picked up that phone and started making phone calls. Yo, this kid sound like a natural. This kid, he's from Queens. He's from 50 neighborhood. Yo, this kid, he can really rap though. No, not like the trap music. I'm talking about Jadakiss, Fabolous, those type of caliber. That caliber. I draw people in. You understand? So I make sex music because that's what I'm in. I'm in the sex industry. So of course I'm going to make music that's going to sell for women. Women are freaky. Women want to be free. They are more sexually liberated today than they have ever been in their whole life. So there's nothing we can do. We have to roll with it and then create on top of it of what we want that will benefit us. That's what I did. I said, fuck it. I can't get in the music industry. I ain't got $1 million. I don't have $1 million to push my records, for me to go on a 6-month tour. I don't got that. So I have to create star power first. And the only way you create star power, you got to do something extravagant. got to do something big that people are not used to seeing, and that's how you do it. So when I, back in the days, I was running with my man. I don't rock with him no more, but I was running with my man. We was at the G-Unit office in Manhattan. We was at the G-Unit office. 50 was out the country at this time, but we was walking through the G-Unit office, and I walked past this box near 50's office, and it was the Fatties, Rhymes, and Dimes.
Yeah, my, I remember
that shit yeah. was in the box, and I looked at it. So I asked my man, I was like, yo, can I get this movie? Because, you know, I don't want to take nothing out of 50 office. You know, like, you can't, you know what I'm saying? Like, they still got surveillance running. Like, you know, they're going to see who came in that office. So I said, yo, can you ask Broadway, can I get this Fatties, Rhymes, and Dimes CD? Because I've never seen the Beat Pump a scene like that. You know, like, you know what I'm saying? And then when I opened it, when I got home, it was the porno, but they had the album at the back. I was like, yo, what the fuck is this? It was one track on that album that I just kept playing. It was track number 10. The beat was dope. The hook was dope. Everything he did on that record was dope. But all the other songs were just like, ugh, this is some.
I don't want to hear no other. He needs somebody to help him out.
Whatever he did, this record right here, this is what he should have did through the whole album. And this shit, we would have actually took him serious. We would have took him serious. We ain't. Here's the problem with B Pumper. We didn't take him serious. That's because he was not creating quality music. I love B Pumper. I know Mike. I know from the Terrace, Long Island. Salutes to B Pumper. 40 projects. We all from the same stomping ground. So trust. We all know the same people. So that's why I salute them. You know, and he inspired me. I would have never thought to rap and do porn if it wasn't for that man. Straight up.
So why you go by Scorpio God?
Hmm?
Scorpio God, why you go by that?
Oh, well, I'm a Scorpio. My birthday's coming up next week. And it's simple. It's simple. It's all easy. God is in all of us, man. God is in all of us. God's in you. God's in me. We are our own gods. And we are the masters of our own universe. We don't realize that. When you believe in yourself and you love yourself and you sacrifice for yourself to get what you want, you create those modes. That's why you are a god. So I call myself Scorpio God because I am my god in my own right. I love myself unconditionally. I chose knowledge itself. Like I read the writings on the wall. I don't just believe everything I hear. You know what I'm saying? I take things with a grain of salt, you know, and then I analyze what people say and what other people say. I pay attention to eye contact. I pay attention to how people receive messages when they look at you to see, you know, I'm very deep. You know, I'm a very deep person. I go to school too. So, you know, I'm into psychology, health and shit like that. So I just take the time to evaluate people. I don't really talk too much. I only talk when I start to get comfortable. When I see that you kind of have similar characteristics from mine, that's when I start talking to you. When I see that I can speak to you, that's when I start like, yo, this is what I think, or this is how I feel. This is how I view the world. Sometimes I listen to people talk, and sometimes I hear they're very smart, but then sometimes the ignorance could come out. And then when that ignorance slip out, I'll stop them. I'll be like, hold on. I feel where you're coming from, but don't do that. You know why? Because that's how you misjudge. Everybody's story's not the same. Just because you're laughing at his situation the way it does not mean it went exactly the way that you think it went. Something for a person to have that much passion in what they're saying, something went wrong. Something went wrong, and it wasn't their intention. They might have put themselves in a situation, but it does not necessarily mean that they are 100% responsible for doing what happened. That's that. And a lot of people get that confused. But yeah, I'm going to be honest with you. B Pumper, Nas, Jay-Z, 50 Cent, G-Unit, Griselda. Those are like the motivational factors in my life right now.
And what's your, how many projects you came out with so far?
Oh, man. I had about 3 mixtapes I dropped. I was young. I was 18, 17, 18 dropping. I was on that piff. dropping mixtapes. I still got them up there, actually. I think I got 2 mixtapes still up there from years and years ago. I haven't been recording. Like I said, I stopped. I had a family. I started having children. I was in a relationship for about 8 years. So I just wasn't involved with the music or nothing else. Just focus on my family. And then that relationship ended. And then once that ended, that's when I discovered Griselda probably about 2 months after my baby mom's left me. I discovered Griselda. And man, when I heard them, I was like, yo, this is Wu-Tang. This is Wu-Tang G-Unit. That vibe, like, you know, like that vibe. I ain't never heard no shit like this. Like, what niggas you know from the hood, from where we from, rapping on church samples type shit? Like, you know, like shit that we hear our grandma play in the living room back in 94, 95, you know? They take the fucking instrumental body to shit on some hood shit. I'm like, God damn. That's when I said, yo, it's time to get back in the booth. It's time.
But you said your baby mama left you?
Yeah.
How long y'all? You said y'all was together for like 10 years?
About eight and a half years. And then we broke up in 2018. So we've been together since 2010. And then we broke up in 2018. Right at the end of 2018 is when I kind of started to realize that I need to get back into music. Because that's when I discovered Griselda. I didn't really, I heard about Griselda years ago, back to like 2016 and 2013. First time I heard West Side Gun was on a Sky Zoo record back in 2012, 2013. That was the first time I heard West Side Gun. I didn't really know who he was. But then one of my new little shorties I was rocking with, you know how that go.
I feel feeling sad for your ass.
Oh, no.
I take that shit back.
One of my new shorties hit me up. She was like, yo, you ever heard of West Side Gun? And I was like, nah, I never really heard of West Side Gun. Oh, you need to listen to their music. They got that old Wu-Tang vibe. I was like, word? So when I started listening and I started hearing certain songs, I'm like, yo, these motherfuckers is rapping on some real old sounding shit. Like, yeah. Shit that our grandparents would catch their attention. So right then I said, yo, I need to rap again. Then I got in contact with this one dude because he started seeing I was doing porn shit. So he hit me up. He says, yo, you shot with Sarah Lace? You shot with Cela Rain? You shot with Queen Rogue? You shot with some nice, decent girls out there? So I was like, yeah, I'm trying to get my little star power up. And he was like, yo, I'm a record executive. So I can get your records cleared for you, bro. He said, I believe in what you got going on. I've been watching you for a while. He's been watching me for years. Never told me who he was. I just see him like my statuses for years. Never told me who he was. Then he broke down the shit that he does. He got artists under him that are already established. You know what I'm saying? So I spoke to him. I was like, yo, well, you know, what can we do together? He was like, yo, I fuck with you. I know how you think because he's been reading my statuses for years. So he knows how I, you know, my heart, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to do a favor for you. He said, you know, you ain't got to pay me right now. You know, we could work something out later. But, you know, I'll release your records for you. He said, I'll get your records cleared because we work at the labels. I'll get your records cleared for you. Whatever it is, even if it's a record by a producer that you don't even know, if it's a dope beat and nobody did the record, I'll get it cleared for you. Free. Just so we could get you rolling because we know I'm not operating off of no drug money. Salutes to all my trappers out there that's getting it and they cleaning themselves up. Salutes to them. I love y'all. But I'm doing this like really out the mud. I'm really getting it out the mud. I'm putting my little dollars that I got into flying here to go shoot a scene with her. Then when I get to the studio, I'll pay a little $150 to $200 to record a new song while I'm out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm paying out of my pocket. I have nobody helping me. Most male talent in the adult industry, those men do not get those girls on their own. Those girls come through the producers. The producers is the ones, the one that man behind that camera is the reason that girl is there, not that guy. That girl wouldn't be there for that dude. Not unless his star power was through the roof by then. Only then, that's when women in the adult industry will work with you because they see that you put your work in. They're like, yo, it only makes sense to shoot with Scorpio God. Scorpio God got 100 scenes under his belt. And he shot with women that I know. So let me see what's up with this dude. Let me see what's up with this. Then that's when you'll get a, hey, how you doing text. Or, you know, I'm so nice to meet you, you know. I see your work, you know. But if you go and try to hit them up and try to get them to come work with you, you know they're going to beat your head. They're going to be, give me $1,000. Give me $1,200. Just to do a scene with them, give me $1,200. Definitely if they worth something, give me $1,200. Give me $1,000. Give me $800. That's the lowest it's going. These guys in the world, they think that, oh, you fucking all the bitches. You fucking know that's not what it is, bro. It's so far from that. It's so far from that, bro. This game is dangerous. It's not just about fucking bitches and getting pussy. You know how many women are damaged out here? You know how many women out here are so fucked up mentally?
Man, that's why I feel bad, man. I feel bad because I quit interviewing them because I interviewed Kelly Devine one time and I asked her why she started porn, and she was like, oh, one day me and my brother was locked up and we heard our mom getting raped in the next room. I'm like, shit. So that shit kind of made me just stop doing it. God, I don't want to hear no shit like that no more. That shit was crazy.
You see, here's the thing, right? A lot of women are not for lying on people or doing things that destroy people's lives. You got the women that are mentally unstable, the women who don't have addresses or stay in one particular home. Those are women you have to watch for. Women that go house hopping, women that house hop a lot, or women who go from different cities and states but don't live there, you got to watch them because they don't have a permanent residence, meaning they can say anything about someone and then they could come back and you can't trace the person because they don't have a solid address. So that girl could say, oh, he raped me. Why did I rape you? Because I said something to you that day that didn't rub you the right way? Or I said something to you to critique something about what you did, but you felt offended by it, so now I raped you because you have physical evidence that I did have sex with you, so now I raped you because I said something that didn't sit well with your soul, so now I raped you. Now I sexually assaulted you. These are things that will take place when you're dealing with people of different races. We black men, our words get taken out of context effortlessly. What we say out of our mouth to other races of people that are different from us, they take our words and rearrange our words and go tell the next person what we said. And that ain't even shit we said. It's fun. It's called mental gymnastics. That's what people do in this adult industry. They take one thing you say that don't compliment what you did, what you just said, and they take that one word, they switch the story, then they go tell the person what you said. Then the person coming back to you, yo, I heard you said this about me. No, that's not what I said. What I said was this. See? So that's what you got to watch for when you in the adult industry and you're dealing with women that are not mentally stable. Some women do drugs. You might be sitting in the studio getting ready to shoot, do a scene. She could go in that bathroom for 5 seconds and come back out that bathroom. Drugged up. You know what I'm saying? And you wouldn't even know. And then she signed all of these government federal documents. She could easily tell the judge, oh, I didn't know what I was doing. I was under the influence.
Drugs.
Come on, bro. Us as black men in this adult industry, I was just talking with another adult star. We have to figure out how to stop just watching each other die. We have to stop watching each other fall. We have to, because it's only but a matter of time before it's us. It's me. It's you. Somebody's going to accuse. I don't know if you ever heard this guy named Minister Jack. He's from Chicago, but he does YouTube and he does commentary YouTube. And he said some deep shit one day. He said, yo, I'm almost scared to get famous because I don't want a bitch to pop up and say some shit about me that ain't true. Because she see I'm getting paid. But
yeah, that might happen to me.
It might happen to me.
But he said, Minister Jack.
Minister Jap. Go on Jap. YouTube. Jap, yeah, J-A-P, Minister Jap. That man, yeah, that man is official. That man is official. These are black men.
Let me turn this off down, my bad. I'm bad.
These are black men that are particularly for the black agenda for black men, period. We love our sisters. We love our black women. But black women are not fighting for us. Black women are fighting for white fucking women. Straight up. Black women are fighting for white women, not black men.
Why you say that?
They are fighting and pushing the agenda for white women to destroy us.
Mm.
You understand? It ain't going to be the black girl that's going to the black women that's going to accomplish the mission against us, because their word is law. When a white woman says something, her word is law. You understand? When a black woman says something, I don't know. There's room for doubt. There's room for doubt.
Well, yeah, been like that.
Of course, but we're moving into the time era where feminism is at an all-time high. People have women defending each other for some shit against a guy that they don't even know if he really did it. It's just the accusation. Just because you have the accusation against you, you're guilty. That's not right. So that basically means that any female, any given day that has had sex with you can just say, he raped me. And then y'all gonna believe it just because she said it. This is all this shit correlates with the adult industry.
So how you protect yourself then?
This is how I protect myself, and this is how a lot of other brothers should protect themselves, and I'm about to drop the science on y'all. What you do when you working in the adult industry, if other, you know, male talent is listening, what you do is you talk to women first, and you let the woman know before anything else happens. You tell her, listen, I got this phone right here. I got this camera right here. I'm going to be running this camera through our whole session. So I'm letting you know that this camera is going to be running through the whole time we shoot. The whole time I'm here with you, this camera is going to be rolling. That's for my safety. You have to. Some girls are going to flip and say, oh, that's weird. That's weird. Some girls are going to look at it like it's weird, and then they'll try to use that as a vice to say you're a weirdo and then go tell other girls you're a weirdo. But no, you're protecting yourself, because any given moment she can say something and you have no proof. So for other male talent, I would tell them always keep a camera rolling in that room. So if any girl ever say anything about you, you have proof to show law enforcement that this camera was rolling the whole time and this woman is lying. This woman's full of shit. And what you do is, male talent, you always talk to the female first before you fuck her and find out what she has experienced before you. Find out her story first before you came. That way you will know the episodes she went through before you engage with her. So you will know her character. If she has a character of screaming rape on guys, but they didn't rape her, but she gets high, she sniffs coke, she does these things, there's a good chance she'll flip on you if she gets upset with you. So you might not want to shoot with that girl. You might want to bail out. But guys are so thirsty for pussy that they're trying to get everything. And that's where you make your mistake at. Because you could fuck the wrong girl that could throw your life away for the rest of your life. And all she has to do is say, he made me feel uncomfortable. That's it. That's what you gotta say. He made me feel uncomfortable. He, you know, or I didn't understand that he was gonna do that. That's all she has to say. And yeah, you're guilty. You're guilty until proven innocent. That's the adult industry. You're guilty until proven innocent. And then even when, and then even if you get proven innocent, you're done because you was a part of it, period. You don't, in this adult industry, you don't supposed to be a part of nothing that will destroy your credibility in any way, shape, or form. Even if you didn't do it, even if you didn't do it, you don't supposed to get caught up in the conversation. Your name don't supposed to come up. Because now other girls is like, oh, I don't want to shoot with him no more. I thought about working with him, but now since I heard this, I don't want to work with him. And then guess what that girl gonna do? That girl gonna tell another girl, and that girl gonna tell another girl. Now you got five different women who know your life story that you don't even know yet. So when you meet them and you be like, hey, how you doing? Hey, my name is so-and-so. I'm from here. Da, da, da. I've done work with these people. I would like to shoot with you sometime. Oh, I'm not going to be in town this month, or I'm going to be moving around. They always have the perfect excuse to why they can't work with you. They always have the perfect excuse to why they're not going to shoot with you. Either they traveling. They're very sneaky, too, because sometimes they'll be in their hometown for a whole month. And then you text them, be like, hey, I'm coming into your town next week. Then they'll be like, oh, I'm not gonna be around. They're gonna be around. They just don't wanna work with you because of what they heard. But they're gonna be around, and then they're gonna know who fucked you too, because all the girls talk to each other. They all converse. It's the same way it is in the music industry, is the same way it is in the adult industry. It's the same key-keying, same arguing. That's why what we're trying to do is we're talking to some networks now, because we're trying to start our own reality porn shit. But it's not going to be porn. It's going to be like Love and Hip Hop. You're not going to see no sex. You're not going to see nothing like that. You'll predominantly see the drama, the negative debate-a-thons, and then the photo shoots and the little activities that they do with the families, just keeping it clean. It's just that these women are adult actresses and adult models. That's it. You'll see the family. You'll see their lifestyle. You'll see everything, the fights, whatever. You won't see no sex. But you know what I'm saying? But you, it's going to get close enough to know, like, damn, this is dope, because it's never been done before.
I'm going to say that shit funny. We always talk about ageism in hip hop. But I think it's more ages porn, because it's like, it's really a time you can't really. What's the cutoff? What's the age? What do you think the cutoff is?
Honestly, there's no cutoff, because Queen Rogue, I ain't gonna tell her personal business. Queen Rogue is old enough to be my mama. She's just now, her shit is just now rocking and rolling. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of Queen Rogue, Kalani Kai, Kalani Kai, Claudia Marie, women like Naomi Banks, they up their mid-40s, upper 40s, they could still come back right now and make a killing.
But the whole game switched, though. I remember when it was like DVD, like you was talking about DVDs, VHS, magazine. That was more like shit. It's just more like X videos now, huh? X videos and website.
Pornhub. It's just really streaming platforms. That's really where I get most of my money from. It's the streaming platforms. A lot of our beautiful black women, you know, I feel bad because they're not educated to the caliber of knowing that when you shoot these movies, you make more money selling your own footage than actually getting booked by the producer. So if I got a scene I'm about to do with a girl, right? And me and her gonna do content exchange, right? There's a better chance of me eating months later after that scene than if I pay that girl and say that, let's say I'm gonna give this girl $800 to shoot me, right? I give her $800 to shoot with me. I'm going to make $80,000 off that shit. You're going to get this $800, but I'm going to make $80. See the difference? That's how it is in the adult industry. Our black women don't understand the business ethics of this shit. They looking at it like, oh, you just want to fuck on me. That's how they feel. They know they look good. They know they body right. They looking at every man like, yo, you just want to fuck on me. Granted, we're in the adult industry, so yeah, we want to fuck, but it's a bigger picture to what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's a bigger picture. I'm trying to make sure that when I get older, I still got deposits coming in. There's a difference. You trying to get money to feed your kids right now. I'm trying to get money to feed my kids when I'm on my deathbed. Different story. Different story. See what I'm saying? A lot of our beautiful black women can't grasp that concept because they just look at, because black men are, you know, we're very low when it comes to sexual nature compared to the white man. The white man could walk past a bad bitch and just look at her and keep it moving. That's because that white man can pay any given moment to have that. A black man has to go above and beyond to prove to a black woman that he's worthy of her loving. There's a difference. It's a difference. That's why I say black women are working for the white man and the white woman. They're not helping us. They're more against us, and they scrutinize us more than they scrutinize the people who have put us in the position. And that's why in the adult industry, you have to be very particular about who you shoot with, and you have to keep your circle small. Keep your circle small, because you don't want to work with people that's going to sabotage you. There's people out here that's just, they don't like you. There's people that don't like me in the music industry. And there's people that don't like me in the adult industry. That's, you can never defeat that.
I would say you said 80,000. So like, I know, I see those memes. It was showing how much people make off those views. Is that true? You make a lot of money like that?
Yeah. Yeah. The more subscribers you have on your page, the better chance you have of just making crazy paper. If I had 120,000 subscribers on my X videos right now, I'll probably be bringing in at least a good $300,000-$400,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Just sitting home sleeping. Sitting home sleeping.
I'm saying, how long you, so do you have a goal? Like, seem like you, I'm going to do it for this long and just go to hip hop, or are you going to just keep doing it both ways?
Nah, I'm going to stop because I'm still a relationship family man and I have daughters. So I'm going to stop. I'm going to stop at 35. I'm 33 right now. I'm giving myself 2 more years. That will make 4 years. That'll make 5 years I've had in the adult industry. And then I'm retired.
Listen, did you get mad because you got your, when you got, when you broke up? This, is that why you went into it? Like, did you get angry and go into it because of that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
It broke my fucking heart because you know, you put all that time in with somebody and then they leave you, you know, come on, man, you know that, and then you have a baby with the person. It's just like, what the fuck? Like, okay, I know I did mistake, you know, made mistakes and shit, and I did wrong things, but you know, if I'm willing to acknowledge it and try to adjust, you know, it's okay if you don't want to be with me no more. Because usually when the woman don't want to work it out with you, it's really a probably good chance that somebody else is talking to her already. Yeah. Because most women would want to work it out with you if they're not talking to somebody. If they're not talking to another man, her ears are open to hear what you got to say. But if another man is in her ear, she's not interested no more. She's done with the relationship. She wants to try the new man now. She wants to see what this new man could bring. She already know what you could bring. She wants to see what this new guy going to bring. So now, it's over. So, when she left me, you know, she left me for a dude on her job. That stung me. I'm like, yo, I'm the reason you got to this job. I drove you to work every day. I crashed my car. I've been through mad shit because of you, because I try to help you. And then you leave me for a nigga on the job, huh? Okay. Well, since you're going to open your legs for that nigga, I'm going to do porn. And now since you humiliate me in front of my whole family and you took my kid away from me, you broke my family unit up, now you got to tell everybody that your baby father's a porn star. And now you got to subconsciously think in the back of your mind, is your boyfriend behind your back watching my scenes? Because I want to get better girls. And better girls, and better, and the scenes are gonna get nastier and nastier and nastier. And your man will secretly be behind your back watching your scenes, watching my shit.
And you ain't doing chess, ain't it? You playing chess, ain't it? Huh? I said, you ain't playing chess, ain't it?
Dang, I'm playing chess. This ain't checkers. You broke my fucking heart.
I'm going to kill your psyche.
You fuck with me, bro. She fucked me up, bro. She fucked me up, bro. Yo, when I get to the Breakfast Club and I get, I'm going to tell you, yo, I ain't doing this shit because, I mean, don't get me wrong. Everybody loves sex. You know, everybody loves, you know, we love to fuck, man. But I wouldn't have never did this shit.
You would have been a happy man. You wouldn't even been in the game. You would have been doing the married thing, huh?
Thank you. I would have never been doing porn. I would have been doing the rap shit, and the family shit. But baby moms, you know, she turned her back on me. She left me. So I was like, you know what? Fuck it then. So if that's the case, then how about this? Since you don't care, since you over me, like you say you are, since you over me, okay, prove it. And you know what I told her? I said, I hope it lasts. I hope it lasts, baby. Because we went 8 years. I hope it lasts. Oh, and don't pop up with another baby. I hope it lasts, baby. That's what I told her. I said, you real confident about this nigga. I hope it lasts. Because, you know, you was confident about me, too. You was confident about me, too. Yeah, you left your friends and family to come be with me, too. Remember that? Remember you left your whole state? She ain't even go home to see her mother for 2 years. She came to New York. She moved to New York and then go see her mother for a whole 2 years. Her mother had to beg her to come back to her state to come see her. So I say to myself, I say, you know what? You're a penitent lover. Because when you love a dude, I see you really love a dude. So I give you that. But just like how I was your knight in shining armor when I came into your picture, he is right now. Let's see if you got the same speech 6 years from now. If you got the same speech about him. Let's see if he because listen, I know so many women that career with me, they be like, yo, they not going to last. They work together. I was like, yeah, they not going to last. They work together. It's not gonna last forever because if they get into any type of dispute with each other, they got to see each other at work. They got to deal with each other at work. And then they got to deal with each other at home. And then my little shorty told me, she said, even if she break up with the dude, she'll never tell you.
Oh, yeah, right.
She'll never give you the satisfaction of laughing at her when she knows she hurt you. She'll never give you that satisfaction. So don't stress her. Don't try to pursue any information. Don't do it because she's not going to tell you the truth. She's gonna lie to the very bitter end. Why? Because her goal was to hurt you because you hurt her somehow. You hurt her. Something you did that made her so angry to the point where she wanted to hurt you. You gotta just take that. Take that. Take that. And that's what I did because I was losing my mind. I almost killed myself, man. I had a lot of horrible, horrible, horrible mental health issues in the porn. Saved my life mentally. It showed me that I still was valuable to the world of women. Because it's hard coming out of a relationship and then coming back into the dating world. That shit is hard. We in whole culture. Women don't even want to stay with one nigga no more. You understand? Like, you know? And then if they do want one man, okay, it's cool. I don't have a problem, but I'm not all about looks, but I gotta be attracted to the woman. Most women who wanna do right by men are not physically.
You on mute. Your mic. I can't hear you, Mike. Your mic. Yeah, there you go. Well, not at all.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
You hear me?
Yeah.
What's up with the mic?
You good now? Oh, before you was.
Yo.
Right. Yeah.
I can't hear you.
You can hear me? No? Oh, man. Can you hear me? Yeah? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
All right, we're good. See, we about to wrap it up anyway. We almost done. Definitely. I was going to say, what would you...
questions.
Yeah, I was going to say, so what's next for you?
Okay. What's next? I got a new scene coming out. I got a couple of new scenes. I got a scene with this Spanish Puerto Rican chick in Florida. Her name is Jenny. I got a new scene coming up with her around December 3rd. I'm going to drop in a Christmas scene. What else do I have? I'm working actually on an album, an EP right now. I'm working with my man, and we got a couple producers. We got Derringer from Griselda. We got one of his joints on there. So, yeah. We definitely doing it. I shot two music videos while I was out in Vegas not too long ago. So that's on YouTube. I got a song called Trying to Get Rich. And I got another with El Camino on it from Griselda. When the world opens back up and it's time to like do shows and stuff, that's when I'm gonna be working and stuff like that, you know. Yeah. So what else you wanna talk about?
Yeah, I'm saying, what would you like to say to your fans and supporters?
Oh, thank you, man. I appreciate y'all for all holding me down. You know, I'm starting to see the growth now, and I love y'all, man. Y'all holding me down. Y'all building me up, man, and I respect y'all for that.
All right, man. We out, man. Anything you want to leave listeners with?
Go check out my shit on SoundCloud right now. And I got a joint out called, I got my joint called MGTOW. It's on all streaming platforms. It's on Spotify, iTunes, everywhere. Just put in MGTOW by Marcia Lago, the Scorpio God. That's all you got to put in. You know what I'm saying? And my song will pop right up.
All right, man. I appreciate Paul taking with you, bro.
Thank you, man. Appreciate you, baby.
We out.
Salutes.